Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline starts now.
Sure does. It is Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. This is Dr. Drew. You all said you wanted some more female perspective, so I brought one in. Nicole Alvarez joining me here tonight.
You have to explain that I work at K-Rock before you.
Right.
Because they'll be like, who the hell is this chick?
Yes. She does a show ahead of ours on K-Rock, the mothership here in Southern California. And she is so good and so brandy and so sassy that we bring over.
I think not only a female perspective, but I'm like an average person's perspective. I'm an average person.
Street.
With lots of problems.
Street perspective. Anything going on today? You all right?
I'm tired. I've been in this building with, by the way, the room that we're in is very small and has padded walls.
Yes.
Much like an insane asylum.
Mm-hmm, much
right?
like. Mm-hmm.
So I've been here since 2. I'm a little
and
bit...
filled with insane people, too.
Absolutely.
So very much like an insane asylum.
I feel
asylum.
Like a rat in a cage, but it should be a fun show.
Mm-hmm, okay, here we go.
Let's
we'll take
go.
Some calls?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's it. Let's try this.
What were those weird sound effects just came out of your mouth?
Doug, what's up?
Well, I kind of, like, am going to, like, a stupid little drama stage because of... I met this guy online, which I'm a guy also, and I'm gay. And I thought he was cool and everything. I already knew his age and everything. Like,
how old was he?
He's 40.
Oh.
How old are you?
I just thought, you know.
He's 17.
Cool. Oh.
Hang out with somebody, you know. Because I, like, needed somebody at the time because I just kind of came out to my parents, and I was already dramatized about that and crap.
Yeah.
So you didn't know anybody, maybe a friend? That you can hang out with somebody up here?
I have what you call Bible bumpers, friends.
Bible thumpers?
Yeah. Well, and you've got a criminal you met online.
Yeah, and I mean, like, he basically dragged me out of my house, threw me in his car, and took me all the way out to Blue Springs. And
oh, Blue Springs. You know where that is?
No, I have no idea.
You know Blue Springs?
No, what is that?
Way outside of town.
It's where people drag you, apparently. Listen, hold on a second. How do you get your address?
He got it, somehow he, like, got through my email and, like, found my address.
I mean, he was able to sort of,
Could
he, like, hack into it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you sure you didn't give it to him?
Yeah, I'm 100%.
Why don't you call the police?
Because I don't know.
Were you sexually abused as a child as well?
What?
Were you sexually abused as a child as well?
Yeah, when I was 6.
All right, so this is just more of the same here.
Yeah, but I mean, like, this time it's like, I don't know, I don't remember much about whenever I was 6 and whenever it happened.
I understand, but it left something behind on your brain, and it caused you to set up another victimization here, and you thought, yeah, that's just what I am. I don't call the police when somebody drags me to Blue Springs and rapes me.
It's basically adding to the trauma that you have now.
Well, of course, it's reenacting it, but the fact is, anyone who would come to their own defense would, of course, call the police with this kind of crap.
Absolutely, but he's also in a situation where he's got these Bible thumper friends, and he just came out to his parents, so as far as communication, he's not comfortable with it yet, right?
Right.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, and
so you don't feel comfortable talking to people
but
about
this whole
yet?
Thing is such a big mess. He's a trauma survivor. He was sexually abused. He's reenacting the trauma again. He's not coming to his own defense. He's not. Doesn't have any support network.
I mean, like, I know, like, all that stuff, but I'm to the point where, I mean, I'm scrubbing my skin raw because I feel like he's still in my skin.
I understand. You need to get some help, Doug, right?
Mm-hmm.
You need to see a professional about this. Is there anybody near you can talk to where you live?
No, not really. I'm about, like, headed towards the boonies down by Buckner.
Well, when you go online, rather than find these 40-year-old men who are absolutely no good, there are support groups or chat rooms or places that you can go.
Right. You can go to gay and lesbian support, gay and lesbian youth centers.
Yeah.
People who can help you with this sort of coming out process that they've been through the same thing. Secondly, there's got to be a hospital near you. There's got to be health services. Call, get a referral to a therapist or psychiatrist, get an evaluation, get this going. This is a total, total mess, and you need help with this. Leanne.
Yeah.
Leanne. There, hello. What's going on? Hey.
Hi.
Hey. Leanne.
Hello.
What's up? Yeah. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What's up?
Okay. So, I'm wondering if my boyfriend is gay, and this is why. We've been dating for about 3 years, and we live together, And I was doing his laundry last week, and I found two condoms in his pocket. And I thought that was kind of weird because we don't use condoms. So I called him, and he was at work. And he couldn't really talk to me, but he said that basically he had gone to a porn store or a video store, and they sell individual condoms there. So I thought, okay.
I love guys' stories. They're awesome. Yeah, following. So they sell, let me get this straight. They sell individual, not two in a packet, individual condoms.
I called the place, and I guess they do.
Yes.
But how much is that of curiosity? Because you could go to many places and find them in baskets for free, individually wrapped.
Well, what difference does that make?
Hold on. Okay. So then I'm like, are you cheating on me? You know, I need to know right now because I'm packing my stuff up and leaving. And he's like, no.
Oh, yeah.
So he tells me that he's been using a dildo, okay? And he comes home, and he shows me this dildo in the garage, a pink dildo. And he said that he uses the condoms put over it because he doesn't, just in case there was blood. And so, needless to say, he wrote me an email. I don't know if you want me to read you the whole thing. But
please, Dr. Drew, let her read it. Please read it.
Okay. So he's at work, and he's writing this to me and says, I wish I could be with you. I do not want you to understand, that I had no bad intentions at all. If you haven't already noticed, I liked it when you would rub my bottom. I feel nasty and inappropriate to ask you to do that for me. I tried something different. This is all terribly embarrassing. I wish we did not have to go through this. I decided I would try to stimulate myself in that place. I am sure you cannot relate, because you do not own a pleasure device. Many girls do, and I highly doubt many guys do, but I guess I am in the minority. The condoms are used in stimulating myself down there in the dirty place. If I was to do that, I wanted to be on the safe side. Maybe you still don't believe me, but I think that would change once you saw the thing I am talking about. It is really sad, this message. I do not want to go around saying this crap. Not fun. I wish that you can understand and not consider me a disgusting piece of... I was only
masturbating. Thanks, Sam. Hey, Leanne, slow down.
Slow down. Those words, like the S-bomb, the F-bomb, you know, anything that would be deemed inappropriate by the FCC, try and hold back.
I understand it's somebody else's letter you're reading to us, but how about you skip over the expletives?
Or just bleep. Say bleep when it comes
to... You want me to start over?
Oh, no, yes.
Really?
No.
Okay,
Leanne.
I'm almost done. Okay. So it says,
Leanne, do you understand our direction? No S or F
no
or
bad
any
words.
Of those words, okay?
I gotcha.
Okay, good.
I was only masturbating, baby, not cheating on you or anything. It might be easier to say I did cheat than acknowledge what I was doing wrong with my butt. I am sorry and very ashamed. If you wanted, you could ruin me so easily by having this knowledge.
Or
by reading it on the radio.
Please don't think of me so horribly or destroy me. I only wanted to try something by myself without having to ask you to do something you did not want to do. I love you so much and truly hope you can recognize
either...
Blah, blah, blah.
I think he's a fantastic writer, though.
Either this is the greatest ruse
ever
from a Loveline listener.
Well, you know what kind of turned the tides for me when he threw in baby for effect? I love you so much, baby.
Little bit of a girly talk here, like written by a girl kind of thing.
Yeah.
Leanne?
Pleasure device? Pleasure device, Dr. Drew.
Just a little too wordy, a little too flowery for me to pin this one.
But who makes
boyfriend?
Up something like I put a condom on my pleasure device just in case there was blood? Like, who think that's got to be real?
Well, that also doesn't fit for me either, because the condoms are
apparently
latex.
For him.
They're latex, and what difference does the condom make if you have blood on it?
Maybe
not?
He wanted proof.
No, no, what difference
does
it make? The condom,
this one's all
you. Latex, it flushes, washes right off of cold water, nothing.
So there's no evidence.
No, but the condom wouldn't do anything. So again, that's kind of suspicious.
So what is he saying to her, Dr. Drew? He's not necessarily saying
that he's
gay.
And then Leanne was gleeful when she was reading this thing.
Well, did you hear the letter?
Well, poor guy. If this guy...
I mean, I had a...
By reading on the radio?
I know. You kind of outed him.
He's not listening.
Oh, well, then that makes... At least he's not hearing
it. At least he's not hearing this, but...
He's just hearing you humiliate him and gleefully laugh at this, and this is a very sensitive topic he's brought up. I hope you wrote this thing.
I don't know what to do.
I hope you wrote this, Leanne.
No. And, I mean, he's, like, a very, like, I know he has, like, porn magazines, like, of girls and stuff.
Yeah, the anal stimulation doesn't have anything to do with sexual orientation, okay?
No, it's called being kinky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so he's totally normal.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Next time he's picking up himself a pleasure device, have him pick one up for you, too.
Here's the other thing. I just got to fill out the story here a little bit.
Please.
I mean, he writes like a fourth grader. What's he do for a living?
Well, he graduated from college. Now he's a waiter.
Waiter. And what do you do for a living?
I'm going to school to be a teacher.
Wow. It's going to shape and mold the minds of our future generation leaders, whatever. When you first read this, just girl to girl out of curiosity, did you laugh through it or did you cry?
I'm just like shocked. I'm just like, well, I mean, I had already known what he was doing. I was just in shock when he took me into the garage and opened up the box and there was a pink dildo and he told me what he was doing with it. Like, I never would think that he was gay, but...
you keep going back to that.
That's what my friends are telling me.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with it. Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, but how old are you again?
25.
She sounds 15.
She sounds 15, yeah.
Yes. But and I don't mean your voice, but there's... I'm just saying. The gay question of sexual orientation does not really figure in here, A. B, much more likely he's cheating than gay. C, he may be a diabolical mad scientist. Maybe he found something. He knew there was a dildo out in the garage and to develop this whole ruse to sort of give a smokescreen to the fact that he was cheating, which I'm highly suspicious. This whole thing sounds bogus. Something about it is highly bogus.
If it's a smokescreen and he's going to like kind of... I'm speechless for the first time in my life.
What's that, Leanne?
Why would he have a dildo?
Some guys like their tushy stimulated like that, and that's a very, very, very small minority, but there are those guys.
I'm just going to say something, Dr. Drew. If he is cheating on her, could that be the dildo of the woman he's cheating with?
That's, or whatever. Yeah, sure. Why not?
I'm just throwing out another possibility.
Let's get down to the basics here. How's your relationship been going?
We've been fighting a lot.
Do you live together?
Yeah.
And how long have you guys been together?
3 years.
2 years?
Three.
3 years.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like this thing's sort of wrapping up, isn't it?
How's your sex life with him?
We have sex maybe like twice a month.
That's not so good, right?
No, that's not good at all.
He's busy in the garage the rest of the time.
Yeah, and it's not tool time in
there
either.
So what would you like to do? What's the question?
My question is this normal for guys to do?
No. Well, in that normal sense that most guys do it, no. Is it suggest any particular problem or pathology? No. Is it likely that he's using a condom on the dildo? I don't know about that.
I don't either. That's what started us kind of in the giggling area.
Okay.
All right. So the whole thing sounds highly suspicious. Either he made it up or you made it up or something, but it's not all hanging together for me. It's possible, but regardless, none of it sort of smacks of... emotional health in your interpersonal life between the two of you. It's not really like going that well. You're gleeful at outing him about the sensitive material. He's pouring his heart out about how delicate this is for him, how ashamed he is.
She was going to read the letter a second time for us.
You want me to read it again?
Encore presentation.
We're complete with the S's and the F's that are, you know, not to be left out. So, I don't know.
Maybe you guys should call it quits or take a time out.
I'm just thinking that's probably right. Kristen, what's up?
Wow, Dr. Chu.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kristen.
Hi.
Hey, what's happening? You're on with Nicole Alvarez.
I'm kind of in this, like, kind of a, I don't even know how to explain it, like a bad situation where I'm kind of stuck between two ways.
Two ways?
My boyfriend, well, yeah, like, I don't know which decision to make. My boyfriend now, you know, we're in the military together. We met in the military, and... Now, you know, after like the past 3 months, he's kind of turned into a jerk where he's been really physical.
I mean, like, hitting you?
Yeah.
Is he doing speed?
No. There's never ever been anything like that involved.
Well, what is the question here? This doesn't seem to be much of a question in my mind. What's your question?
I think she needs help making a decision.
No, goodbye. Bye-bye. You're leaving the guy.
No, I want to be with him, but...
Too bad. That's not who you thought he was.
Why do you want to be with him? I want one good reason, or one quasi-good reason, even. Because if he's physical with you and not in the good way, if he smacks you around, what one reason is kind of holding you to him?
because I've spent so long trying to be with him, and now that I finally have the chance to be with him, he's turned physical, and I know that I should not be in a relationship like this. I know that I should never, ever put myself in a type of situation to where...
There you go. Then don't.
Then don't.
My life is at stake. But at the same time, he's given me... Like, I just moved to St. Louis, to St. Louis, Missouri, and I have nobody here. I have nobody to turn to. My family is really, really far away.
Oh, oh my gosh.
So,
you're creating millions of excuses to stay behind. Listen, sister, there's always somebody. There's support groups. You're calling
not
in
only
here
that,
for a reason.
What are you going to do when you bust your jaw? Who are you going to turn to then?
Well, and that's why I'm really scared. Like, yesterday we got into a really bad fight, and now I'm really bruised up. And tonight when I went to work, the place that I work at, there's a lot of police officers there, and one of them had noticed the bruises on me, and he's noticed them in the past, and we've only
Good.
Been physical a couple of times. But
you tell the policeman what's been going on, Kristen. You tell him.
I did tell him, and the police officers, they told me, that they know, phone numbers and things like that I can call, but I don't know anybody here, and I don't...
It doesn't matter. That's why they're giving you phone numbers, and those people can help you start the process of leaving him.
Well, Kristen, you're going around and around. So if you don't want our advice, don't take it. That's fine. Very simple. You got an excuse for everything. You got a reason not to do anything. So you're not going to listen to anybody? That's your choice. There you go.
Dr. Drew, my father's blood is in my veins, but if that man, if my dad ever smacked me, I'd call the cops, smack him upside the head, and never talk to him again, much less a boyfriend who has no ties to me.
Donnell. Yep, agreed.
Jeez.
Donnell?
Hello?
What's happening there?
My boyfriend, when we argue and stuff, he'll take off, and he jokes around because he does my laundry and stuff like that for me. And I live with my son, and then he lives with his mom. And whenever he does my laundry, sometimes my stuff will come up missing, and we'll fight over it. Well, he thinks it's funny because sometimes he takes my panties. And,
maybe he's
first,
wearing them.
That's what I was thinking. At first I thought it was okay. It was cute. It was kinky. And then when I went over there earlier, I was going through his stuff. I know I probably shouldn't, but I was. And I found, probably 30, 40 pair of my panties.
Nice.
Those things are expensive, too, Dr. Drew.
Nice.
If you know that.
With,
this guy's all class.
One really fancy pair that I bought from Victoria's Secret. And it was, it ties on the side. He wrapped
And
the
that's the last
thing.
Straw.
That's the last straw, because those are, $40 a pop, Dr. Drew.
I know, and he had
Donnell,
it, and, like,
what is,
all
hey,
the other ones.
Whoa, whoa.
So what's the,
I,
what's
we
the
get
problem?
The picture. Look, hey, the guy's weird. There's something wrong with him. He's stealing your panties. Why you would excuse that at first is almost too much to be believed. And then they kind of giggle, oh, isn't that cute? He steals my panties. No.
No.
No. Gone.
Especially the good ones. He steals a good panty sock.
I'm a hatchet man tonight. Everybody Come on, Donnell. What are you doing?
Oh, yay.
Oh, God knows what he's doing with that stuff. He's mincing around. Come on.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Another one. Bye-bye.
All right.
Do you know what that means? No more him. Got it?
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
You know what I've noticed, Dr. Drew, taking a lot of callers?
Mm.
America's grasp on English grammar is not that tight. I'm just saying.
Alex, what's up?
Hey, Drew, what up?
What's happening, Alex?
Not much. Nicole, I just want to say you are, really hot.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You've obviously been drinking. I'm
not,
funny.
Not much.
I'm delirious, dude. I'm sorry. I've been in this building for a long time, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Anyways, Drew, I wanted to know if the Insane Clown Posse are going to be in anytime.
And that's a great question. Let's bring a little
the only weight there. I lift is my own, my big fat ass every day when I wake up.
Oh,
that was pretty good.
My
fat ass. Oh, my God. Hey, play that again.
Oh, yeah. That's Insane Clown Posse. I miss those guys. But I actually requested them a few weeks ago, and people seem to have trouble sort of coming up with them.
Yeah, I just went to Shaggy's concert last night.
Oh, yeah, how's he doing?
He's doing pretty good. After the spatial reconstruction.
Spatial
reconstruction. What happened?
Well,
are we talking about that Eminem dilemma?
He's pointing guns in people's faces, being a little pansy. So,
he what? Wait, say that again one more time.
He was putting guns in people. He was being a pansy.
Yeah, he supposedly he pointed a gun in Violent J's face, like in a nightclub, and so.
Violent J lived up to his name. The other guy.
Pointed a gun. Are you talking about Eminem?
Yeah, no. Eminem did.
See? True.
Oh, and then what happened?
You gotta speak to her, Drew.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't do drugs.
I'm not quite sure all the details, but yeah, Eminem got, like, bucked in jail and.
Right, Alex, why do you need a facial reconstruction? Give me one sentence that describes
wrestling.
That. Wrestling. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Do you have the theme to the Twilight Zone, Anderson?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it kind of feels like do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Remember, Drew, that was all going on when they were coming in here, and he couldn't come in that one night because, remember, he took a head of a cigarette and it came out of his ear or something like that?
What?
And they realized that his skull was effed up. Yeah. Oh no, no. What it was is he was blowing smoke out his nose, and like one stream went down and one stream went up.
One went out of his eye or something.
Good times. Fun for the whole family.
Yeah. I do remember that. All right. The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. Nicole Alvarez visiting me here tonight. We get a female perspective on things. We're going to take a little break. Be right back. It's Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Nicole, thanks for joining us tonight.
No problem. I mean, you joined me on K-Rock. I might as well sit in here with you and listen to this madness.
What is this? Okay, let's try this one. This is Johnny. What's up, Johnny?
How you doing?
All right. What's up?
Well, basically, I'm 25, and since I was about 15 or so, I've kind of had a lack of sensitivity in my penis, and it's not getting any better. And especially numb? I noticed that, like, in orgasms, it's kind of just, like, numb.
So you don't get any?
What? Excuse me?
You don't have any orgasms or feel them as much as you used to?
I can have them pretty easily, actually.
Oh, good for you.
You're not making things very clear to us. You're not having numbness. Correct.
It's kind of like I used to masturbate a lot when I was before 15, you know, like 12 to 14 or so, and you know, it felt really good, and at around like 15 or so, it started getting like a little weaker and a little weaker, and it was just like,
so the like, intensity of the feeling or the orgasm started dying out?
Both. Just the intensity of feeling, I guess. Mm.
And now?
In the orgasm, it's kind of like, it's like, okay, you know.
Are you on any medication?
No.
I would definitely have a medical evaluation for this, because when a male...
Right now,
it's true. When a male, you know, when a male has a significant change in orgasmic function, that is more often than a biological problem. Their tumors in the spinal cord.
Yeah, I've been to, like, 5 different, like, doctors, and they've taken, like, testosterone tests.
Right.
And they've all come out normal.
Huh. Have they done an MRI of your spine?
MRI of my spine?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, you worry about some sort of spinal problem. I mean, you're saying it's kind of numb, and things are less sensitive. Maybe it's psychological? Yeah, it could be. Yeah. You could be in a sort of an OCD-like syndrome. But you certainly want to try to really nail it down first. And it sounds awfully biological the way he's describing it. I mean, things are literally getting kind of numb and less intense.
But think about what's on the line is your orgasm.
For a male, that is biological. Danielle.
It's priority one.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hey there.
Hi.
What's up?
Oh, sorry. It's not a serious problem. I just had a question for you. I listened to your show, and I have all the symptoms of someone who's been abused. You always ask people if they've been abused, and I haven't, but I was just wondering if anything else
is
wrong with me.
What are your symptoms?
Well, I perverted things and just weird sexual behaviors and just, like, all the things that you say that...
Well, like what? Tell me what.
Oh, like what?
I'll tell you one thing. Most people have been abused have no difficulty talking about it. Not the abuse, but their sexual behaviors.
I'm sorry?
So already you're, like, sort of different. Well, what's the problem?
Well, like, last night you had someone talking that's, like, choking, and I like that, and
You like choking? Really, you like the idea of choking? You actually have somebody choke you?
Actually doing it.
Okay.
And then, really being very sexually active and then not appealing at all, and then,
All right, so what is it you want to do about all this?
Well, I was just wondering if anything else could be wrong with me, because every time you ask someone if they've been abused, I can relate to them and I have that same issue, but I haven't been abused.
Well, one possibility is that maybe you have a mood disorder, like a bipolar disorder. Another possibility is that there's some other characterological problems, that something called a borderline personality disorder can be associated with this sort of thing. And then finally, maybe the abuse was prior to the parts of your brain that allow memory recall that had developed. Very early trauma sometimes just leave an imprint on the brain, but they have no explicit memory per se. Okay?
Okay. Do you think I should do anything?
I think you should get some counseling, some help, because clearly you need assistance with your impulses. You're doing all these destructive things that don't make you happy. Yeah, that should be changed. Right?
Okay.
Okay.
Dr. Drew, how old is she?
She's 18.
Because she sounds like a Teletubby.
Right. She sounds like a young child. That's the age she was when
okay.
she was abused.
Also,
I
have to
pony, Daddy.
Right. That's her again.
I have to ask you a question. So I could get, let's be honest, I could get arrested for some of the things that go on in my mind. But
nice.
Is there
a question? Give me one.
No,
come on,
we'll discuss
one.
That later. No, but
Nicole,
the reason I'm
one.
Asking, I'm going to forget. No, really, you don't want to go in there.
No, really, I do.
Not without backup.
No.
Hold on, listen.
Or I get my back. Let's go.
No, listen,
we're going
listen,
in.
listen. So there's people that call in here, and they're all concerned about being perverted and this and that. What's, I mean, how do you tell? I've never once questioned the
how weird your thoughts
the
are?
The perversions in my mind, yeah.
Because you
never
you don't
once.
Do them.
What do you mean? Oh, okay, yeah, that's a good point.
Well, give me an example of one that's
no, Dr.
You.
Drew, we need to
Nicole,
take callers.
Nicole.
No.
You want to do good radio, don't you?
I do, and I'm
this
doing good
chance.
Radio.
This is your
baby
chance.
Steps, yo. Baby steps, yo.
Okay, tell me a part of one of the horrible thoughts you had.
No, how did I do this? How did I get myself involved in this?
Because this
forget I said anything. I'll
well,
get
you
there.
You said you could be arrested for some of the things you think about doing.
Did I really?
Mm-hmm.
I have a very short-term memory.
What's that, Anderson?
It could be just like a radio lingo. She's trying to be hip, and there's really nothing up
no,
there.
No, 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 no. I was just trying. I'm just
See,
trying
Anderson
to prove.
Anderson doesn't believe you.
No, I'm just trying to prove a
Let's
point.
Set him straight.
Anderson, shut up. How's that?
No, no.
Okay.
I mean, you got to tell him. What's
no,
really
but
going
listen.
On.
I'm being very. I'm being serious. Like that girl was talking about. She has all these perverted thoughts and this and that. But why does that indicate that there's something wrong with you?
Well, the fact that she needs to be choked, if you need to be choked at orgasm in order to feel orgasmic function, that's a problem.
Okay.
Because that means your arousal is already sort of distorted. You don't feel normal arousal. You need these high levels of arousal in order to feel satisfied.
Uh-huh.
That suggests something happened to you.
It,
then
okay.
you add in the hypersexuality and the lack of satisfaction in sexuality and yet still acting out compulsively, the crazy relationships, the little girl voice. Keep going, et cetera, et cetera. I mean,
okay.
The strange perversion.
All right, Anderson.
Suspicious.
Sorry.
Jeff, what's up?
What's up, dude? How you doing, Drew?
Good.
Hey, I had this question. I had this girlfriend for a long time. We were going out for like 3 years. And we started making out for a while, and things got a little heated. And then we, all of a sudden, like, she just grabbed my leg and just started humping my leg, and then she just fell asleep. And I just wanted to know, like... Why she would just hump my leg. And
is that one of the things you want to be arrested for?
No way. No, I never wanted somebody to dry hump my leg.
No, I think you might not. Come on.
No, really. It was just, I don't understand.
You're laughing, like, dude. Come on. Dude. How do you keep a straight face?
It's happened one time or it happened multiple times?
Oh, it's happened multiple times. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, why?
Is that like Tourette humping?
No, really. She would really just straight up just grab my leg, hump. And be done, and then go to sleep for a little while, and then everything would be cool, you know?
So she would use your leg to masturbate, basically.
Basically.
Pretty much. I think that's what it was. I mean, I just want to know what I was doing wrong just to have this happen.
Dr. G, this is all you.
Yeah, I'm not.
She just looked at me, and I was like, well, I don't know.
How many times did this happen?
How many times has this happened? This has happened about 5 or 6 times.
And do you... what?
What's up?
Are you sexually active otherwise?
Yeah, of course. I'm just
oh,
saying.
Oh, of course. I beg your pardon.
Well,
all right. Well, she's using your leg to masturbate. That's it. So she
exactly.
enjoys. Yeah. Well, there you go. What are you gonna do?
Well, do you have any advice on what I should do instead of like, should I give her my hand or you know something else?
Dry hump her back, hump
yeah,
her leg.
I don't understand why you don't sort of step up a little bit.
Oh, I do. I do. What am I supposed to do? It's like
tell her, honey. There's other ways. Let me show you.
No, she's like, she's really standoffish at first, you know what I mean? She's like, I do everything I can, trust me, I do. I'll show her the beef stick, I seriously will. But
Doctor, there's something
gonna...
up, like something's wrong with this story.
It's just, you're right, doesn't it?
Something's totally wrong with that story on every level.
He just keeps clinging to the idea that nothing could be changed, nothing could be
right.
changed.
Right.
That doesn't sound like the way that would actually go down.
No, and Jeff, she, no.
No,
why don't
really,
you move out of the way?
Move out of the way, like, yes. Like, deprive her from your leg.
Yes.
Well, it's kind of
hard. How dare you? How dare you? Oh, my God.
Do you alternate legs? Do you alternate legs? Or is it like one leg in particular? She's got it.
I don't even want to go to the leg. I want to get the hell out of there and do another thing. You know what I mean? I want to get our freak on, but what are we going to do? Like, what am I going to do? She's obviously, like, attached to my leg instead of the other part of my anatomy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so if you guys had some beers, decided to call Loveline and make up the story where this girl likes to hump a leg.
I'm not making it up. I'm serious.
I hope you don't.
Yeah, you're not allowing us to give you an answer. We're saying, why don't you put an end to that and go ahead and do something else with her?
Oh, okay.
Tell her, honey, tonight you can't have my legs.
I don't understand. That's very bizarre. Nicole.
That's very bizarre.
What's up?
Hey.
Hey, Nicole, what's happening?
I was wondering, how does a shy girl get a guy to like her?
How does a shy girl get a girl to get a guy to like her?
Yeah.
Dr. Drew, what do you have to say about this? Let me see. Help me along.
Well, you can't.
I'm not exactly shy.
You can't get a guy to like you no matter what.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The guy either likes or he doesn't.
Strike up conversation wouldn't be bad if you had any common ground with him, you know? Just develop communication.
But she's shy. She can't. She doesn't know how to do that.
At all? How shy are you?
I'm so shy. I'm automatically, like, turn pink when a guy talks to me.
Okay, well, you're not going to get this guy to like you unless you at least speak to him. He doesn't even know who you are. He doesn't know anything about you.
Right, that's the problem.
You're a wallflower, basically.
You're closing the door to the possibility of any relationship.
Yeah.
All right, you got to just at least hang out with a group of people where you get comfortable with some guys, and maybe they'll introduce you to more guys. You get kind of used to the whole socializing process.
Okay.
Before you, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Do you have guy friends?
Yeah, I have a couple of them.
Are you shy around them at all?
Not really.
Okay, is there one particular guy that you have in mind that you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, is he in school with you?
Yes.
Do you sit close to him? Do you share a class? Is there any question that you could talk about? I mean, is there any question you can ask him pertaining to, I don't know, subject matter, whatever?
Leg humping.
Wow, tonight's been kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. All right, Nicole, I'm sorry. I think you just need to practice being around guys. That's it. Very simple.
That's all.
Practice.
She's got two guy friends, though.
You got guy friends. Hang out with them. Have them introduce you to more people. Non-threatening environments. Just it's good times. Katie.
Yes.
Hey, what's happening? You're on Nicole Alvarez.
And Dr.
Oh, hello.
Hey there.
Okay.
Hey.
What's the deal?
So, I was just wondering, what is love? Is it something out of this universe, some gift for us, or is it a chemical imbalance? What do you think?
Is love a chemical imbalance?
Well, everything that happens to us happens in our brain, right?
That's the most accurate description of it ever.
There's nothing you experience that doesn't happen in your brain, so I understand your question.
Well, that's true. Well, I mean, is it just something our bodies generate?
Yes, it is a way we...
It's kind of magic, you know what I'm saying? Has science proved that love is just two chemicals mixing together?
It's a little more complicated than that. I would suggest you get a book called A General Theory of Love that talks about all the specific mechanisms that come together to create these various things. By the way, it's not just one thing we call love. There's various things people are referring to when they talk about that. Okay?
Oh, interesting. Well, thank you.
All right. Good luck. I have another book called Dreams of Love and Fateful Encounters. Talk a little more about the psychological aspects, but start with the general theory of love, okay?
Okay, thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
although she could have asked it a little more specifically, it was kind of a good question.
Yeah,
but as far as the emotion or the feeling. Yeah, no. What is this all about?
What's firing off? What neurons are firing? I don't think people really care about that on this show, but yes, it's absolutely a biological process going on. It's how the species reproduces, so naturally it's going to be a very, very powerful biology. Emma?
Oh, hi.
Hey, what's happening? You're on with Nicole.
What?
You're on the air. It's Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. What's going on?
I have a boyfriend that I've been with for almost 2 years. And, like, everything's good. Like, we've been really happy. But he, like, I think he's really insecure. And he has, like, issues with what I wear. Like, I just saw a new bathing suit, and he, like, freaked out. Because it's, like, the butt is, like, not big enough, and, like, my boobs are, like, showing a little bit. And it's just, like, it's, like, tearing me apart because I, like, right now I'm, like, pursuing modeling and, like, I obviously need to be doing, wearing bathing suits and stuff, so I don't really know what to do. And
how old is he?
He's 25.
Well, he can be your boyfriend, or he can basically be your boyfriend or not.
He's what?
Sorry. Can be your boyfriend or not.
Well, it's because, like, we both cheated on each other.
Uh-oh.
It sounds like a great relationship.
Well, it's, like, worked out. Like, we went to counseling, and it, like, worked out from that.
Went to counseling?
Already?
Wow, boyfriend and girlfriend, do you live together?
No, we're just, like, really serious, so. We tried to, like, work it out, but I, like, got over it, like, way faster than he did, and I'm more, like, way outgoing, and he's more shy.
You guys went to counseling and worked out issues that you had with each other, but he's got to work out issues that he has all on his own without you.
Yeah.
Like the insecurity stuff and whatnot. If you're going to pursue modeling, like this guy doesn't sound like he's getting any better.
Yeah. What's your question?
What's the question? Yeah.
Like, is this normal at all for guys to be doing
Yes,
this?
Guys, young males have really great deal of difficulty letting go of someone having, another male having been where they go. They don't like that.
Oh.
They let go. They can't let go of that. And if it have it happen, particularly in the middle of a relationship, it's very difficult for them to let go of that.
Very.
Is there, like, something I can do to help him with this? Or is it kind of, like, it's not going to do anything?
Well, are you willing to change the way that you dress or stop modeling or anything
of that nature? You could do things to make him feel safer.
Well, I feel like I've done so much to change and, like, he hasn't done anything, and I don't feel like it's fair to me. But
it's not totally fair, so at some point you're going to have to say enough, deal with it, and if he can't, deal or no deal. If it's no deal, he's gone. Beefcake, what's happening?
Beefcake. Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
What it says. We're good.
What's up, Beefcake?
Not too much. Hey, I just wanted to say, Nicole Alvarez, you have the sexiest voice I've ever heard in my life.
Another one. They've been hitting the bottle, all of them. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Too true. And Dr. Drew, you kick ass, man. You have been helping people for a long time, and I've been listening for a long time, and you guys both rule. You're on my station in Eugene, man. I love
it. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys rule.
That was cool.
Love that. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. We're going to take a little break. Anderson, we good here?
Anderson's mad at me.
Good for what?
Because I said shut up, I think. I'm sorry, Anderson.
I'm so used to you chicks.
Okay, thank you, dude.
We'll be right back after this. Oh, it is Love Line. The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. Thank God for Anderson. Thank God he's there to protect and serve. What's up, Eric?
Thank God.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Is this Dr. Drew?
Yeah, buddy.
How you doing? My question was, is anteaters better for sex?
No.
They're not?
No.
Does everybody now know what an anteater is?
How much uncircumcised? How much worse is it going to get without that hang off the tip?
I found where I read the Sex for Dummies.
Well,
what did he say?
He read that in Sex for Dummies.
Oh.
I think the dummies part is the offering part here. Look, there's all these crazy notions that somehow that the fact that having a foreskin thins out the layer of epidermis that's over the top of the penis when that doesn't necessarily correlate with anything. And let's say it does create a little more sensitivity. More sensitivity does not necessarily mean better sex. In fact, most guys are complaining about too much sensitivity.
That last caller, or two callers ago.
So there you go, Eric, for dummies. For dummies. There you go. Ashley.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air with Nicole.
Okay.
What's up, Ashley?
Hi.
I'm the female perspective, apparently.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So, me and this girl were...
Hang on a second, Ashley.
Like,
hang on a second. What? I still want to know what the thoughts were that you would be arrested for that you're not sharing.
We'll get to it eventually.
How much time we have left? Come on. You're going to stay over then.
No, but I'm going to hang out with you more often.
No.
I'm going to go home and I'm going to sort these thoughts out.
No, you're going to hang out more tonight and you're going
to
give us...
I have to leave here at 11 o'clock.
And you're going to give us a taste.
Dr. Drew.
Nicole?
Let me think about it. Putting me
on
the spot.
Ashley, what's up?
Pressure.
Okay. Me and this girl, like, the last about six guys I've been dating or seeing, she's constantly, like, taking all of the guys from me. And it's, like, it's a pattern. It's just, like, one after the other. And she recently, like, had taken my ex-boyfriend, and I kind of got over it, and then...
I started dating this guy, and she just recently slept with him and, like, cheated on me with her. And I just...
Are you still friends with her?
I wasn't ever really good friends with her. We just kind of knew each other from, like, mutual friends.
Now she picks guys that you're done with?
No,
I think she picks them while she's still in, you know.
Yeah. And I don't even know what to do with her. Like, we always are fighting and stuff for guys, and I don't know.
Where do you even start with this, Dr. Drew? Do you talk to each other on the phone? Like, how much interaction do you have with her?
I'll tell you where we start.
Tell me.
All right. Ashley.
Yeah.
You're 19.
Uh-huh.
You're 19. You're not 13. You're 19.
I know.
You're going to go to college?
Yeah.
Basically, what he's saying is that you're closer to adulthood.
You are an adult. You can go to war on behalf of this country. OCC, Mount Sac, where are you going?
Probably OCC.
OCC.
There's a school called Mount Sac.
Mount San Antonio, awesome. Yeah. So, you're going to junior college, Ashley. Let's get it together here. Let's focus on school. Get out of there. What are you doing? Is your whole life going to be determined or based, your whole sense of yourself, by which guy you're with and what this bitch is doing to rip these guys off from you? I mean, that's just so...
Because, no, she is a bitch.
That's so ridiculous. Such an empty, meaningless existence. Get a job. Start focusing on school. Just stop. Your worth and yourself is not determined by these guys or your competition with these other pains in the ass, these other girls that are competing with you. I can just imagine who these guys
are. You're being straight the F up tonight.
Lonely up there on your pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was, but he's right, Anderson. What the hell?
I'm right.
She's 19 years old, going to college. It's time to be a grown-up.
But it's time to be a grown-up. Focus on getting out, getting a job, getting a career, getting your education finished. Focus on that. If you get a boyfriend along the way, so much the better. But you need to take your mind off of this chaos. Kelly.
Okay.
What's up?
Okay. I'm kind of, fighting with my boyfriend, right? Well, my husband, sorry. And I don't want to get into too much depth, but he just kind of flirts with the girls that he's known, like, since high school or whatever. And I just want to know if I was, freaking out too much. And it's not, real serious, and I know he's kind of joking.
Like, give me an example.
Like, he just,
If you know he's kind of joking, why are you calling?
Well, because I also have a question about trichotillomania.
Okay, well, first, what's the example? The
phone. He wants... Grabbed my friend's ass and
he wants to what?
He grabbed her friend's ass.
And and that was only once, but online he'll kind of say certain little things and
like what?
specifics, because you said you don't want to get in depth, but you can't really answer this question unless you give us some details.
Like he'll say, oh, when are we gonna make out, or when am I gonna see you naked? Blah blah blah.
Yeah. And he's not. Hey, Kelly, not joking. He's not joking.
No.
He's seeing how far he can get.
Okay.
Not joking.
Okay.
Guys, listen. You know the difference between men and women? Just look at how differently they behave in a strip bar.
Okay,
think about it. What do women do when they go into a Chippendale's place?
I can't answer that because I don't behave normally.
Just think about how it's portrayed even say in a Saturday Night Live skit. I mean, it's pretty accurate.
When a woman goes into Chippendale's?
Well, a bunch of women go into, first of all, they go in a group. Okay.
Rowdy, beasts.
So they're rowdy, yeah, screaming. Yeah. Oh, this is so funny. Yeah. We're just breaking it out. We are
with
so
the girls.
Wild.
Yeah, yeah.
We're so crazy.
Hang on.
You ever been to a guy's strip club?
Absolutely.
Okay. What is that like?
That's fun.
What are the guys like though? What are they doing?
The guys get a little more into it. They're a little more into it. They're in their heads.
Steely-eyed stare.
Yeah, no, they're serious when they go there.
They've got their game face on and they're looking to kill.
Women go for bachelorettes.
Yeah. The guys are in. When a guy goes,
guys
in,
go by themselves at noon on a Tuesday under the premise of I want their chicken wings.
There's no kidding around. They aren't kidding.
Oh, you're right.
It's all business. They got their laser beams on, and it's them and that girl, and they're looking at them, and nobody else exists. They're steely quiet, silent. All right, not screwing around, not looking at other guys. Just boom. And the point is he doesn't kid about stuff like this either. I want to make out with you. I want to see you naked. No.
Guys don't say that just for fun, especially if they're married men.
No way. So I would bust this guy on this, and I would not tolerate any of it. That's ridiculous. Let's see here.
Dr. G, you are quite the hatchet man tonight. Straight to the point.
I'm telling you.
You got 2 minutes with Nicole, Drew.
Colin. Well, she's going to stay. Don't worry.
No,
Colin.
You can't keep me here.
Hello?
Colin, what's up?
Well, hey, Dr. Drew, I listen to your show quite a lot, and
it's quite nice.
The question is,
thank you, young man.
How can I get, I like this girl in my class, but like, how can I get her to like me back?
All right, 13, Nicole. You have 30 seconds.
No, absolutely not. I see what you just did, Anderson, and it took me 10 seconds to figure it out, but absolutely.
25
Dr. Drew,
seconds.
I was trying to prove a point. No, I was trying to prove a point. I don't want to get it all inside my head right now. Let's do that on, like, Monday when it's a serious
but
day.
But you didn't answer for a poor little caller. He's 13.
What poor? The little 13-year-old caller has no business in my head. Are you
didn't
kidding?
You know what
I'm
going
to corrupt him. What did he ask? Oh, I thought I was referring
She's
to Anderson.
Like one
goes,
of our calls.
No,
She's
Dr.
Not
Drew.
Tracking, Drew.
No, and Anderson goes, you have 2 minutes with Nicole, and I thought he wanted you.
Oh, he did.
To
he
bring
did.
Back up.
I know
he spared
did,
but you, but now you threw yourself back in the pot.
All right, anyway.
Damn it.
We got to take a break. Nicole will be back after the break. At least she's going to say, she'll say goodbye after the break, at least. It's 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back. Yeah, it's Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. That's my imprisoner, Nicole Alvarez.
Isn't I this whole the upper management and Lauren Junior
and those shackles around your ankles? Be
I
fair.
Don't really have shackles.
So you want to finish with Colin? You want to just go? I'll finish. With
I
Colin.
Need to go, but okay, I will stay to prove to you something
that you're committed. Colin,
something,
what's up?
Something. I don't
so
know.
So how does he get a cute girl? He's 13 to talk to him or to like him for sure.
He's 13 years old.
13. Go ahead, Colin. That's you, right?
Is she in your class?
Yeah.
I'm not going drinking, Anderson. I hear the sound effects.
No, I
wish.
I was saying Colin should get her drunk.
Maybe that was my guilty conscience speaking. little 13-year-old boy, is the girl in your class?
Yeah.
She's in your class? He doesn't sound 13. He's going through puberty early. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Write her a note.
I would ask one of her friends if she's interested. Sort of send a word in. Send in some reconnaissance.
You say, yeah, well, that's how it usually works.
Right. You say, you tip off one of her friends, or one of your friends tip off one of her friends.
Yeah, well, but if she doesn't think he's
like
cute,
her.
Well, wait, but she if she doesn't, like if her, okay, let's, you go first.
All right, she kind of knows that I like her, but we're kind of like best friends in a way.
No.
Oh.
Too bad. But either there's a reason that you're best friends, meaning she's not responding to you, or you have to take that
you
risk.
You got the buddy
risk
syndrome.
The
we're not like the best of friends, but we're like, she doesn't hang out with anybody else except me and two other girls.
All right, Colin.
You're one
send
of
word in.
Huh? Send, yeah, send
He's
word
one
in.
One of
but,
her girlfriends.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if she knows that he likes her and she hasn't really said anything to one of her friends to tell him,
that's
then chances
good,
are he's a
sign,
buddy.
Right.
Yeah, he's a buddy.
He's being relegated to friendville.
Pretend you like one of her friends.
Stand up in the middle of
that'll
class.
Make her a little jealous, and then psychologically you will have fooled her into liking you.
Stand up in class, do what, Anderson?
Flip off the teacher and then look at her and wink.
That's hot.
She
it really
likes
is.
That, right?
I do.
So we're learning slowly getting a little glimpse of Nicole's inner workings.
It's so scary.
Slowly.
Why do you want to do that?
I mean, I see now that other people have to get arrested to catch your attention. I'm just wondering what the things are that you... I'm just saying, what you'd be interested in.
Slowly but surely. It's just a very scary place that I have not visited very often.
Corey, you shouldn't even give us a peek, not a taste of what's going on.
No, Corey hangs out with me in the studio Mondays and Tuesdays.
Engineer Corey?
And has, yeah, and he's never been the same since the day that they scheduled
noticed,
him with
I
me.
I had noticed that. That is
yeah.
a big problem.
Slowly,
all right, well, anyway,
I'll be
you
your
for
project.
Help. Thank you for helping out.
Thank you, Dr.
And
Drew.
When you come back, you just prepare yourself. I'll be at you again.
Okay, how about we make a deal on the air? Mm-hmm. When I come back, which is probably going to be next week, no holds barred, I will answer whatever. I will be completely open.
You don't have to be completely open. Just give us a taste.
All right, deal. Look, right. We're shaking. Engineer right. Corey,
fair
you see
enough.
This? All right, we're shaking. Bye,
right,
Dr.
Night,
Drew.
Nicole.
Thank you for putting me on the spot. Appreciate it. Anderson,
anytime.
Love
yep.
you.
Every night. Let me talk to Tyler. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, Dr. Drew. How are you?
Good. What's happening?
Not much. I just, my question is about LSD, and basically, like, I had an experience with it about 8 months ago, and it just, like, in short, like, really, it really helped me, like, therapeutically in the positive way, like, with accepting a lot of things that I was struggling with in my life, like, as far as, like, being okay with my sexuality. I was raised in a really religious family, and so I had a lot of issues with that, with being gay and stuff like that, and I just, after I experienced LSD, I only did it one time, and it just, like, really helped me sort through some things and just, like, in a really positive way. And I've also had, like, a heightened interest and appreciation for, like, everything in nature and biology and everything that's living. And I just was wondering, like, what your thoughts are on that drug and the impact.
There's no doubt it can change your brain, particularly a part of the brain called the amygdala, which is the part of the brain that monitors for novelty and interest and newness. And things can suddenly seem, oh, my God, that's so interesting. I've never thought of it that way before. Oh, my God. And that's a pure biological event. And some of that can have a residual effect, and to some extent that can remain positive. Though, over time, what starts to happen is that excessive sort of sense of newness and novelty starts to wear off, and all of a sudden nothing seems interesting. So you go the other way. And that's the risk with this. You're messing with your brain anatomy and biology, and that is a treacherous road to go down.
Okay.
The other thing about as far as your sort of critical, self-critical nature, things get burned out from LSD. And maybe one of them is this sort of area that's hypercritical or judgmental upon yourself. Yeah, it makes sense to me that some of those things could be sort of toned down.
Okay.
But it's not exactly a sign that your brain is enhanced by it. It's actually just more of a sign that areas have been sort of washed out a bit. John, what's happening?
Hey, Dr. Drew. Big fan of the show. I've been listening before I was even old enough to understand. But
fabulous. Fantastic.
I've been in a relationship for about a year and a half now. And I'm 20, but ever since I was, 13, 14, I've had an attraction to other guys, but only in a sexual way. Like, I could never see myself going out with another guy or even kissing another guy. It's just kind of disgusts me. So I wonder what that's about.
Maybe you're not accepting the fact that you're attracted to guys?
No, I mean, honestly, that's probably what it was at first, but I don't care if I'm gay, straight, bi, whatever, I'm okay to come to terms with it, but the fact is that I still never have any kind of attraction other than sexual to males, and the rest of the other...
There is a sort of, let's call it a new category that people are talking about. It's called men who have sex with men, and those men often also carry on heterosexual relationships. I'm not sure I fully understand who is in that group, in that population. My suspicion is it's guys that are sort of not fully accepting of their homosexual nature and sort of recoil against it and have trouble accepting it and just don't fully accept it.
So I guess, now, what would you suggest that I would do here?
As far as what?
Is this something I have to worry about as far as future relationships?
Just like if you're going to be cheating with men or women, if you're going to be unable to contain that impulse, or being with a woman is not going to be completely satisfactory to you, and you're still going to have impulses for males, I would at least advise you not to be in a monogamous relationship with a female, because you try to get a marriage going and you're cheating with guys or girls, that's going to be a disaster.
Okay, so when you say you wouldn't recommend a monogamous relationship, do you mean just marriage or just a steady relationship with someone?
I mean a relationship where you're committed to somebody and they're expecting you to remain monogamous. If that is impossible for you, be honest about it.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's impossible. I've done it for a year and a half. It's just the impulses that are sort of within me, you know?
And then there's no question. Then you're capable of it. So what?
Okay.
What's the question? Okay. What I hear you saying is, I want to have sex with guys. What am I supposed to do? That's what I hear you saying.
Okay.
And if that's what you're going to do, then that's what you're going to do, and you're going to figure things out as things go along. But in the meantime, you're going to hurt somebody's feelings because they think they're in a committed relationship. And that's what that's not fair. This is Mary.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what's
up? I've been waiting for a while. I was seeing this guy for a while, and we were about an hour apart from each other, driving, and he was living with his mom, and he was finishing up school, and so was I, and he was having problems with his mom, so his mom basically kicked him out, and...
What was the problem, by the way? This guy sounded like a gem.
With his mom?
Yeah, what was the problem he was having?
They never got along. She's Mormon, he grew up Mormon, and he decided he didn't want to be Mormon, and just ever since then, he... had really severe problems with her, and just when it came to anything, like agreeing on things or just anything. And when he finished school, she just decided to kick him out to live with his dad in Utah. And just since then, I haven't really accepted the fact that he's done with me. We said that we loved each other, and
Wait, slow down, Mary. It's almost impossible to follow you. You had this boyfriend. What's that?
You just sneeze?
Thank you. It was a cough. Something went down the wrong.
I could hear you push the cough button, which is more distracting.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying not to go, like, too lengthy into detail.
All right, look. You were very committed. You're in love with this guy. He moved away. He left. You're having trouble accepting
that. The thing is that we didn't break up. It was just kind of like he left.
But you are broken up.
Yeah, well, he said he wanted to move back here, so it's kind of like I didn't have closure.
Do you have contact with him anymore?
Sometimes we have contact, but for a while he didn't have his cell phone because his mom took it away, so...
What about the computer?
Yeah, he was able to use the computer after, like, a month. And,
all right.
So we've kind of talked to each other, but he's been... just trying to get a job, trying to live out there, trying to make money so he can come back here. And I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to move on. I've tried dating other guys, and it just...
Well, keep trying. Look, what are you doing? You're working, going to school? What's happening?
I'm doing both, actually.
All right.
And
good.
I know
you will
that
meet
it's
other
getting,
people.
I know. I was curious what your opinion would be. It's really hard because...
It is very hard. It's
haunting in my mind, you know what I mean?
Mary, listen, those early relationships are extremely difficult to let go of. First of all, you feel as though it will never happen again. You feel as though you're losing a piece of yourself or your family. You feel as though you've invested all this time and this whole piece of your life and the relationships you've had together with other people. You're going to lose all that, which indeed you are, and you're supposed to. The fact is, these are relationships that would have ended long earlier, long before, if you'd had more experience with relationships and could sort of see the signs of a relationship wrapping up. This one has probably been done for a long time. It's time to move on. It's normal to move on. You're 18. You'll meet lots of other guys. Keep putting one foot in front of the other, and this will seem kind of silly to you someday. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Good luck. This is Kristen. What's up?
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. What's happening?
I've been dating this guy for about 6 months, and it's going pretty well, but he was kind of hooking up with a girl before, and then he wasn't into her or whatever, and then so we started going out, and she's been having boyfriends, like, by the time we've been going out. But she won't, like, leave him alone. She's obsessed with him, and she always emails him, and she always texts him, calls him, and I don't know, like, he kind of ignored it at first, and I was okay with it, and I wasn't bothered because she was just kind of, like, crazy, and she just won't leave us alone, and it's causing problems between me and him, and I don't know if it's, like, if he should put his foot down and say, like, you know, like, stop this, or...
How old is she?
He is 19.
And she?
Yeah.
And the girl?
She's, I think, 20.
20. Yeah. Either he likes this and is sort of in some way covertly encouraging it, or he needs to put a stop to it.
Okay, because that's what I was saying, because he said that to me, that he was just kind of with her because he wanted to lose his virginity. Like, I was the first person he slept with, and he just kind of was, like, hanging around with her and kind of just hooked up with her. But then she just keeps texting him and...
Kristen, whatever. He's not going to be particularly honest with you about another relationship,
right.
Particularly
so
one
that...
So you think
that I should worry about, like, if there's something going on between them?
Nah, it's a little bit suspicious. It's a little bit suspicious. But
right.
I'll tell you what. For her sake, he needs to put a boundary down and put an absolute end to this. For her sake. Forget what he's doing with you just yet. I can't tell.
Right.
But for her, he's got to learn to be firm, be a man. Let's go.
And
all right?
Should I say anything? Because she goes to the same school as me.
You should stay out of it. It's between she and him.
Okay, so just stay out of it.
Well, except to say I don't dig this. This isn't working for me. If we're going to keep going forward, I can't have this.
Yeah,
you know.
Between
and it's and by the way, you makes if I were you, I would think less of him for not being able to put down
right.
a firm boundary on her behalf.
Right, I agree.
And he needs to hear that. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good night.
Bye, Steve. Steve.
Yes.
What's happening?
How's it going?
Good. Phone number here is 1-800-LOVE-191. Long time listener, first time caller, right?
Yeah, basically.
Damn.
All right. Well, I've had this problem for the last couple of years. I have this best friend. Her name is, whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
I've known her for 4 years. We've been best friends hardcore, like as best as friends could be. And over the first 2 years, I started having feelings for her, but I didn't know if I should say anything because I don't know if she thought maybe it might ruin the friendship or what, you know?
Steve,
so,
you had feelings for her from the moment you laid eyes on her. Be honest.
Basically, yeah.
Of course. Who are you kidding me? Guys are so predictable. Listen, guys will settle for, basically at your age, and I am not saying that men and women cannot be friends. Men and women can be great friends. However, in late adolescence, young adulthood, when a friendship develops between a male and a female, it's usually because someone was attracted and someone didn't respond. They kind of settled for friendville. And the guy, when he's the one that's attracted, believe me, it's from the moment he laid eyes on her, settles for friendville and then starts planning. All right, Steve here has got like a war room. He's got a room with little mock-ups of him and the girl. And he has a long stick. He pushes them around. He goes here. She goes there. You know, mock-ups. And now they wait for the day that she breaks up with a boyfriend. Then they take their pounce. It's like a lion waiting in the brush. So what's happening now?
The surprising thing is that 3 years into our friendship, something happened between us that I didn't expect at all. We did end up hooking up.
You didn't expect, but you've been waiting patiently in the brush
basically.
For it. Not basically, categorically.
And, we started, I don't know if I would call it going out, we just started messing around, I would say, for like a week or two. And then she basically cut me off and didn't call me for a few months. And then we started talking again. And as our fourth year rounded, she does not talk to me at all anymore. And she hasn't for about 3 or 4 months now.
Hold on a second. Tell me about that first split up. How'd that work?
She just basically told me, I don't want to do this. She gave me the reason, you know, we're both.
What was the reason?
Friends.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nonsense, right?
And then she stopped talking to me like how we used to. I guess it really did change things. And she called me recently. And it was still kind of weird, but I don't know, how should I feel about this at all?
What's she calling for?
I want to know if...
No, what's she calling for? Why'd she recontact you?
She just wanted to call. She just said hi, and that's how things were.
I'm confused. What's your question? I'm confused.
How should I go about our friendship? Because I still kind of have feelings for her. I always have.
Stop with the kind of. You're crazy about her. Don't try to have a friendship. Try to get it back together again.
Okay.
Very simple. You want her back? Good. Fine. Go for it. Right?
Thanks. Yeah.
She's opened the door for you a little bit here, just a crack, but it's open. All right, Steve.
Next caller.
Absolutely. Jason, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going? I'm a third time caller. I've got a little bit of I was just wondering.
Oh boy.
Yeah, well, lately I've been having the fantasy to have anal sex with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to know if that's something normal with guys or if it's
these days
something.
It sure seems to be. What? How does that sort of occur to you? What is that? What do you mean, just sitting there in class thinking about that? Or what do you mean, all of a sudden?
Well, I mean, all of a sudden it's just kind of like, you know, I mean, the thing about my girlfriend is that her ass is the size of a mason jar.
Oh, there we go. Mason the Jason.
That was such a horrible fake call, too.
I know. There's nothing to it. Jen, what's happening? Jen?
Hello?
Hey, what's happening?
Hi. I just had a question. My boyfriend and I have been together for 4 years now. And he has a history of, he was molested when he was younger. I was raped when I was 14. And I've been with other people besides him, but he's my only sexual partner. And he's had plenty of sexual partners before me. And he feels much more of a need to want to have sex all the time. Like, I think he's dealt with his situation with having sex a lot. And with me, like, I don't enjoy having sex at all. Like, I haven't had sex with him in about, like, a month now. And it's kind of like messing with our relationship. Like, we love each other, but... we just haven't done it because I just won't. And usually I feel better with it if we're, like, I feel better going down on him, like, giving him oral sex than anything else. Like, I really don't like sex.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. Like, I mean, we love each other, and he obviously loves me because he's been with me, and he's, like, put up with me for the longest time. But I don't know. My question is, I guess, like, should I get counseling for this, or
yes.
Is it my issue, or is it both of us have an
it's
issue?
Both of
or,
you. It's both of you, you know. But you really can't do much about him. You can only change what's going on with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not much else you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, your total shutdown in terms of your sexuality is not normal either. I know he's a little hypersexual, but the shutdown isn't normal.
But is that a normal thing, too, like with someone who has a history of abuse to, like be turned off by sex completely? Because I don't even
happens
by sex at all.
Yeah, but the probability is you'll go through periods where you become kind of hypersexual. You'll have periods where you have lots of it and are sort of driven towards it, even though you don't, sometimes you won't still even like it. And then you'll have periods of shutdown.
I have yet to feel that, just, like, ever in our relationship. Like, I don't know. And I know it's not him, because I have a few times, like, been able to, like, get off on having sex, but not really. Like, most of the time it's just, like, okay, you know, we're doing it, you know, because, you know, I want to make him happy, not that I'm just, you know, doing it to please him, and he would never make me do it, but...
Is this your first boyfriend?
No, I've had other boyfriends, but he has been my only sexual partner.
Okay. Yes, get help with that, Jen. That's, you know, it's going to be something that's going to plague you your entire life. Your inability to feel close to another person, the inability to feel sexual in a relationship where you feel vulnerable. That's what happens when you've been traumatized. The other way it goes is that the trauma sort of compels you and drives you into other into relationships that are reenactments of the trauma. Also a bad direction to be going. Lily. Lily?
Hello?
What's happening?
I have a question.
Yeah.
My boyfriend currently, I don't really like giving him head because I don't like the way his cum tastes. And,
that's beautiful. You're 22. What do you do for a living, Lily?
I work at a hotel.
Nice. Okay. And?
And I just do hosting.
Uh-huh. And the question is?
And the question is that I used to like giving head to my ex because I liked how he tasted, but now I don't like giving head to my boyfriend currently.
Don't let him come in your mouth.
Right.
Yeah, but I do, but I just don't like it. I don't know what I have.
But now, why don't you take it right to that point and then get your mouth out of the action?
But, I mean, how do I make it taste better? Because I do like returning the favor.
Lily, what do you mean hosting? You host? What does that mean?
Meaning I take people to their seat.
To their seat at the hotel?
At a hotel?
I work in a restaurant in the hotel. I take people to their seat in the restaurant.
Hostessing. I see. Nice. Nailed that one, Anderson. All right, Lily. Anderson, I said the same thing. I'm going to repeat it again. Get your mouth away from the action when he reaches climax.
Yeah,
you understand?
Make it taste better.
Lily.
Does he have to drink something?
Lily.
Yes.
You're not going to taste anything because it's not going to go in your mouth.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I know that's a very novel idea, but you move out of the way when he gets to that point.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Chase it with some Sunny D.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Fair enough. I don't think Sunny D is a...
Any
white
better?
Trash enough. No, I just don't think, is there something, is there more white trash drink than Sunday to the Light?
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid, yeah, Kool-Aid. Swill down a little Kool-Aid, Lily.
It's got the K in there and everything.
Yeah, it's awesome. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the phone number. We're going to take a little break. Be right back. There we go. It's 1-800-LOVE-191. It is Loveline. Got a big week coming up next week. I know that, but they've not given me the lineup. We got Godsmack in here. Got a whole bunch of bands coming in. AFI's coming in. Davey from AFI. I'll get you that list in just a second. This is Jason. What's up?
Hey.
Danny Bonaducci coming back, I think. Yeah, Jason, what's up?
I really have a question. I just want to say I saw your commercial, and I never really knew who you were, but I saw the commercial. I just loved it.
the one in the stadium?
Stadium one where you're talking about erectile dysfunction.
Nice, huh?
Yeah, I like that. I didn't know, like, it gives me a name to go with the face, you know?
That's cool. I appreciate that. It was kind of fun. It was actually filmed by David Duchovny's brother. You know the guy from X-Files?
Yeah, I've heard of him. Yeah.
I think some people heard of him. But his brother's name was Danny Duchovny. Really a nice guy, and so we had fun with that. Yeah. Well, thanks, Jason.
All right, no problem.
Take care.
All right.
This is Vanessa.
Hi. My question is whenever I have sex with my boyfriend, when I get to that point where I orgasm, my body gets numb.
Well, usually, more often than not anyway, that numbness is hyperventilation. Either that or sort of from bearing down too hard, your heart rate can slow and you can get kind of near faint. In either case, not, you know, you ought to try to relax a little more. It's not the healthiest thing you could be doing.
Okay.
Are you still there? You're going numb right now?
No. Okay.
Why do you sound so...
Does your personality go numb and stay?
Yeah, I was going to say, you've had a... what's going on?
Well, what do I sound like?
What?
I just don't want my brothers next in the next room out.
I see, so you can't really talk. Okay, well, we can't talk either. Erica.
Yes, hello.
What's happening?
What's that?
What's happening?
Oh, I'm on a ferry going to Bremerton.
Nice.
Yeah, I was calling for a couple of reasons. I've never actually called in before, and I've only heard the show a few times. But I'm getting married, and my fiance has bisexual tendencies.
No.
And
it's
I was
fiance
wondering,
Adrian.
I got it.
What?
Go ahead.
Oh, he's attracted to men, and I'm okay with guys kissing guys, but the idea of anything more doesn't really do it for me. But I was wondering if there's something I can do for him. And
like what? What do you mean?
Well, I don't even know what I could do.
Grow some hair on your chest.
No, wait a minute. Well, there's a couple of major problems here. One is he's telling you he's going to cheat.
Well, no, he's very devoted to me. I'm sure that's not
so
a problem.
So then why? Oh, well then it's not an issue then.
Well, I...
Then what's the problem?
If he's attracted to men, I'd like to be able to do something to help him. You know, that's what gets him off.
To help him cheat?
Well, no, I don't want him to cheat.
Well, you can't sprout a penis, so what, I understand.
Well, that's part of just something that I was...
Erica, you seem... Okay, Erica... So. You need to put your feet firmly on the ground and get planted on this planet, please. If this guy begins ruminating about having sex with anybody else of any other sex, you've got a problem. And for you to think that you can put on a mailman outfit or something and somehow satisfy him, that's not what he's telling you. He's telling you, I want to have sex with a man.
Well,
and that's a really serious problem.
I don't think that it's... he wants to marry me, and I'm sure we're fine.
Then why is it an issue at all? He should be able to say, I had trouble figuring out which way I was going. Now I found you. I'm committed. It's over. Otherwise, what he's saying is bye-bye to heterosexual and hello to going both ways, and that means more than one person, and that's not a marriage.
Right.
So this needs to be evaluated with him very carefully. I'd strongly urge some premarital counseling with you guys. Because,
well, I'm sure that's fine.
Because you are sort of allowing him.
I'm just kind of uncomfortable with my being able to see him. I mean, I have issues with sex. I've been abused. I've been through all of that and have my own negative tendencies, which probably aren't the best. But
you were sexually abused or physically abused or both?
Both.
Yeah. And so you're gonna tend to be attracted to guys that are abusers.
Yes, and which he's not.
Well, I don't know. He's holding this sort of Damocles over you, like coyly telling you, I have bisexual tendencies. I'm just saying, you know, no big deal. No big deal.
Well, I don't really think that that's an issue. I mean, I think as far as our sexual relationship goes, I think it's much more with me than it is with him, and I want to be able to please him because I'm really happy and feel that he's, you know, providing me with all that I need. I want to be able to provide him with all that he needs. But
well,
I mean,
he's told you he needs a man. So there you go.
Well,
it's funny she's calling from a ferry right now too.
Oh, Anderson.
I've been married before and Uh-oh. That didn't work out so well.
What happened with that guy?
Actually, he raped me.
Ugh.
Love line.
Oh boy.
I've been sexually active for many years now. I've actually only been able to orgasm like 3 times.
Jeez.
Ever.
Oof.
How did the rape go down? I've always been confused how that happens. Like if you're with a guy.
I
know, but was it like you guys were just watching TV and then he dry raped
jumped
you?
Well, no, dude. You know, you're lying in bed and something pops up and. So that's rape.
That's how couples have sex. I don't understand.
Right. Well, you know, if you're not willing, then that's.
Did you have a headache?
Together. So.
All right, Erica. Please get some premarital counseling. There's a lot more here than you're willing to admit to yourself. A lot. Samantha.
Erica should just drive right off the ferry into the sound.
What's up, Samantha?
Not much. You guys are really popular tonight, so I've been calling for a while. And I had an answer, which I've heard is just Cosmo BS, but for some reason it makes sense to me, to the girl who called, who worked at a hotel and didn't want to give head to her boyfriend because it didn't taste good. It's probably Cosmo-esque, but I read that if he has more fruit than red meat in his diet, then it should taste better. And it just makes sense to me, like, chemically, that that would work.
So hey, Samantha. Samantha. Do you think there's anything you can do to make your urine taste better or your poo taste better?
Eat less in general.
Yeah, that just makes less of it. It doesn't make it taste better.
You think?
Things that come out of your body basically taste and smell like they taste and smell. There's a slight difference based on the bacterial overgrowth. And some things like asparagus, whatnot, can make things taste a little different or smell a little different.
Definitely.
But for the most part, there's only things you can do to make things worse. There really isn't anything you can do to make things better. There really isn't. And you have pineapple juice and pineapple yogurt and all that crap, just total, not total, but for the most part, BS. Okay?
All right.
There you go.
Thanks.
And you could eat marshmallows and strawberries all day long. Your poo isn't going to change one little bit. This is Mackenzie. What's up?
Hey, not much. How's it going?
Good.
So I have a kind of a weird question.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, during the day, my boob was itching. My nipple was itching pretty bad.
Nice.
And anyways, I noticed when I got home after I took a shower that...
You're calling from Spokane. You going to Gonzaga or something?
No. I actually graduated from Eastern Washington University. But yeah, Gonzaga is a huge deal here during basketball season.
I thought Central Washington was out by you guys.
No, it's Eastern Washington.
I beg your pardon. Okay.
Yeah, we're about 10 miles away from Idaho border, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful town, Spokane. It's got a big river running through it. It's beautiful. It used to be a World's Fair there one time.
Yeah, 1974. Riverfront Park. Yeah, so surprised that people actually know about it. It's kind of cool. And also the girl who stalked Brad Pitt and went into his house, she graduated from my high school. So
nice. Did you know her?
What's that?
Did you know her?
No, she's a senior when I was a freshman. So, of course, when that whole thing happened, everybody knew. East Valley High School from Spokane, Washington was like on the map. So.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So
back to your itchy nipple. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that sounds so weird. So anyways, yeah, I was itchy, and so then got out of the shower, and I noticed that it was, like, peeling a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so my boyfriend, he has a tendency to like to flick my nipple or pinch it. He just gets a kick out of it. And it hurts, but what I was wondering is...
what are you going to do? Anyway, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
So anyways, I was wondering if that would cause that or anything. I mean,
yes, irritation can cause that.
Okay.
You know, basically you cause an inflammation and the top layer of skin is sloughing off. Now, swelling can do that and infection can do that and just any kind of irritation can do it. So,
okay.
So tell him to stop flicking.
He, for some reason, he just does it because it annoys me and or whatever, but.
No. I know it seems to you that he's doing it because it annoys you, but no, he does it because he's into it.
What is so into watching someone flicking? I don't get it.
Maybe. Yeah, it's mad. Now what are you going to do? I can't explain.
Know. Okay, well, thank you so much. I'll have to let him know that, so hopefully he'll make it so it won't peel.
It won't peel anymore. That's right. It's called a chronic dermatitis or exfoliating dermatitis. This is Elsa. Isela?
Isela,
I beg your pardon. What's up?
Okay, well, I've been dating this guy for like 6 months. He's my current boyfriend. And I've been broken up with my ex for about a year and a half, but now my ex is starting to call me back, and he has a girlfriend too, but now he's like, well, I kind of want you back. He's like, I want to come up there and see you. Like, he's from San Diego, so, but I guess my question is, like, I don't know if I should go to the, like, I still have feeling for him. I'm not in love with my ex, but I still have feeling for him, and I'm falling in love with this new guy, and it's like, I'm kind of caught in between this thing and like
why'd you leave the ex?
Well, basically because he like we would always fight all the time. Like we were together for like 3 years, but everything was a constant fight. Like we would fight over like the stupidest things.
Then forget it. That's gonna happen again.
Yeah,
you're gonna go back to that. The reason you left has not changed.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry. Unless you have to have drama, which you sound like somebody that maybe is sort of into the drama of all that. Which is not a good thing. Ryan? 3, 2, Ryan? 1? Melissa?
Yes.
What's happening?
Okay, I so need a question. Oh, I need advice on something.
Okay.
My cousin was kind of seeing this guy, and it didn't work out between them. They weren't together, but they were dating, and it didn't work out. And
cousin's a girl.
Yes, my cousin. And like when they
your
would
cousin's
go on
a girl.
Dates, yeah.
Okay.
Well, with my cousin, she was dating this guy, and I met him through her, and it didn't work out. Huh?
I just want to see if she'll do it again. A girl.
No.
It's not a girl.
It's a guy.
Oh, okay.
It's a guy I have a crush on.
It's a boyfriend. The cousin's the boy. A guy.
Okay, no. Got it.
The cousin's a girl.
Cousin's
a guy.
The
guy likes the boy.
Cousin's a girl.
Yes.
No, the boyfriend's a boy.
Cousin's a girl.
Okay, I've got to have blonde hair, so you have to go easy on me. I'm joking. Okay. Okay, so they were kind of dating. It didn't work out, and, like, when they would go on dates and stuff, she'd always make me go with them, you know? And I could tell that he was not attracted to her whatsoever. And so we started talking, and we became really good friends, and we're still friends to this day. But the thing is, like, we've been hanging out and stuff and talking, and, like, I'm starting to like him. But I don't know about, like, I don't want to ruin our friendship, but he got out of a 5-year relationship, and I don't know if he's, like, wanting anything serious right now. And I don't know if
he may not be wanting anything serious, but he's wanted you from the beginning.
I think so. I think you have always been attracted to me. But
look, guys are highly, very simple. Very simple. They're in or they're out. If they're in, they'll hang around.
Yeah.
So, what's the question?
Should I ask him out or should I not
ask
him out?
Well, how'd your cousin feel about it?
My cousin doesn't know.
How long ago did the cousin break up with him?
Well, they were never together. They were just dating. Like, they went on a couple dates.
How long ago did they break up?
Probably, like, 8 months ago, a year ago.
All right. You know what? I think you owe it to your cousin to ask. I think she may have a reaction if you don't ask her, you know.
Well, she doesn't talk to him anymore. She says, like, she hates his guts
All right. Well, then why are you asking me? You know, but you know the hate and the guts. You know what that is. That's true, because her heart got broken.
Yeah.
So I suggest you just talk to your cousin. And if you don't like to hear that from me, then don't ask me for an answer.
Next caller!
Okay?
No, I know. But I'm just saying, like, if she did give me permission or said that she didn't care, then should I just ask him out?
Yeah, absolutely. Your problem is not going to be him. He's in. The problem is you're going to hurt your cousin, and you need to give her a chance to sort of... Really, the question you have to ask yourself is, what am I going to do if she says, no, I don't want you dating him?
Okay.
What do you mean ask him out? Like, are you going to have him wear your school pin? I don't understand asking out.
No, I mean, like, we've been talking, like, for, like, I don't know, a couple of months.
They'll go to the movie, like, they'll hook up, they'll go to dinner or something. It's good. It's good times. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the phone number. This is Loveline. I am Dr. Drew. We got somebody with extra skin on the vagina. We'll take that call after this. Well, everybody, here we go. We got a couple good calls ahead I want to get to very quickly now. This is Ashley. What's up, Ashley? You're 18.
Yeah, okay, so, like, I don't know if this is normal or not, but, like, on my vagina, around the opening, you know, on each side there's, like, I don't know, like, 2 inches of, like, extra skin. It's just, like, there.
That hangs out of the opening.
Yeah.
Yeah, that can be normal.
Oh, okay.
That's sort of your inner lips, basically, and sometimes they're sort of longer. There are women that will get cosmetic procedures on that. There are laser procedures to sort of shave that all down, but I would generally not recommend it. Guys aren't bothered by it. It's fine. Okay?
Okay.
Some guys don't like it.
Well, bottom line, guys really are not that bothered by it. I mean, all things being equal. Heather, what's up?
Hey. Okay. I'm a first-time caller.
Good.
Yeah. And I've been listening probably about since I was 10, and I'm 17 now.
Wow.
I love this show. Anyway, ever since I could remember, my boobs are pinched, like, I just noticed it, like, in 8th grade, like, one of, you know, some guy, you know, trying to be funny, pinched my boobs, and I didn't feel it, and I got this big bruise, and I feel no pain whatsoever, yet I can feel pleasure. Like, they can be bitten hard, I mean, everywhere, and I feel no pain at all, yet they, but, you know, my nipples can still become hard, and I'm wondering why.
I'm trying to imagine what it is you're describing. So they feel no sense of discomfort.
No.
No matter what you do to them.
No, never.
They're indestructible.
Basically. I mean, I remember once I pinched them with pliers. I never felt it. I was moving, and I had pliers up against a box, and somehow it pinched, and I took off my shirt when I was about to take a shower, and I saw these 2 cuts, and there was blood everywhere, and I slipped out, and I did not feel it at all.
Huh. And yet you feel arousal?
Yeah. And so I'm also wondering if I pierce my nipples, which I'd like to do, if that could off balance like the sensitivity or maybe completely ruin any sensitivity.
No, I think it won't change anything. But why do you want to pierce them?
I want to have some piercing, and you know, with my job, facial piercings are out, and I don't really want to do pocketing or anything. So it's just sort of like my. And I'm hoping maybe it could also increase the sensitivity that is pleasurable.
Well, you already have pleasure, right?
Yeah, I know, but I'm thinking maybe increase it, because I've heard that it can increase it.
Well, there's different mechanisms, pain and pleasure, obviously the different kinds of sensory experiences, so it makes sense to me that they could be separated. Why one is completely shut down is peculiar. It's not as though that's a normal thing. Although, are your breasts very large?
I'm a D36.
Yeah, sometimes the further from the chest wall, the less sensitive they are.
Okay.
So there is that. So that's probably where. What's the size again?
D36.
Okay. So there's that kind of thing going on here too. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
You doing okay otherwise?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't bother me or freak me out.
Good.
I'm glad that they're not totally numb.
Drew, why were you so interested in her size?
I thought she said 30D at first. Mm-hmm. I was like, what's that? A 30D? It's like you're like, that's tiny.
You wanted to visualize?
I just wanted to make sure I understood it fully. Matt, what's up?
Hey.
Yeah, hey.
I was just curious. First of all, I want to say I love the show. I have a question about what causes blue balls. What exactly causes?
Basically, it's what they call pelvic congestion. It's blood and lymphatic buildup, vein buildup.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was just curious about that.
And not everyone gets it, and certainly not everyone gets it every time. It's something that can happen. And most guys use it as a ruse to sort of manipulate young women, but it is a possible thing. Okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
Why do you wonder?
I was just curious. I was listening to the show, and I just thought of that, and I've never known the answer to why it happens. I've had it happen to myself before.
It's good times, right? Curious. It can hurt, what? Right? It can really hurt.
Yeah, it can. I've had it happen before, then I've had it not. You know, yeah. It just depends.
But, of course, you told the girl it was happening, though, even when it wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, okay, good, okay. Ava, what's up?
Hey. Hello?
Hey. Yeah, what's going on?
Hi, well, I have been with this guy for like 3 years now, and we've both kind of cheated on each other in the past, but he most recently slept with a friend of mine, and so I've been trying really hard to get over that and get back into the whole trust thing, but it's kind of manifesting, like this problem is manifesting in that like I just, it's like I'm always, like, on edge, like, waiting for him to do something to hurt me, you know, because I just don't trust him, and I feel like I'm totally pushing him away, which is, like, the opposite of what I want. So
right, which is a common thing. When people believe that somebody's going to leave, they automatically make that happen, so at least it's on their own terms.
It's so weird.
It is a weird thing. I know it's a weird thing, but particularly if you have issues around that, sort of, you know, you don't like abandonment or you've been abandoned in the past, then all of a sudden it becomes something you compulsively reenact.
Okay.
But how about just not doing it? Why don't you try that? Why don't you try not doing that? Try not pushing him away. Try maintaining the relationship, huh?
So, okay. But
I know it's a novel idea. It's you really genuinely want him to stick around. How about keeping him around?
Okay, good call.
Mm-hmm. Another happy customer. Fantastic. This is Lydia. What's up, Lydia?
Wow, mine sounds kind of similar to the last girl,
mm-hmm.
But it's not the first time that it's happened.
Okay.
I've known my boyfriend since November. We started dating in January. We have an 8-year age difference, which doesn't necessarily bother me too much. I don't know if that's a problem. Basically, I started to become like sort of, I don't want to use that word disgusted or revolted, but I guess that's all I can think of.
Why?
I don't know. That's my question. Like,
have you gotten closer to him?
I'm sorry?
Have you gotten very close to him?
Yeah, and it did sort of happen really fast. I mean
sometimes people that have difficulty with intimacy and closeness feel disgust or envy when somebody is really involved with them. I mean, it's disgusting that somebody would love you.
Yeah, he's really into me. I mean, he's done a lot for me. He's a great guy. I mean,
I don't doubt that at all.
Some people, if they really don't feel good about themselves or intimacy is a dangerous place, will get disgusted when other people will actually have the temerity to be in love with them.
Yeah, because I didn't have this problem with the guy before him, but a serious relationship before that, I did.
Well,
so I just want to know.
The guy before him, I suspect, was not such a good guy.
He actually wasn't, no.
See how that works? See, the bad guys are the ones that you can feel bad with and be sexual with because you feel bad about yourself, but the good guys who genuinely care for you and genuinely love you, that's no good. That's disgusting. How dare they?
You see, how do I change that? Like, if you can't do it,
it's therapy. That's basically what something that would have worked on in a therapeutic relationship. Phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. We got Daniel Tosh coming up on Sunday and Monday. Be Real. Following day, Godsmack, Danny Bonaducci, Jeff Probst finally coming back, Hoobastank, and many, many more. Right now, we're going to take a brief break, and we'll return in just a minute. Well, there you go. Another love line in the can. What's so funny, Anderson?
I have no idea. Was I laughing?
Oh, I thought you laughed about something.
I usually am, but Lance said something funny. He said that he agrees with everything I say, and I like that.
That is funny. That is funny. Well, Daniel Tosh coming up here, then Be Real, Godsmack, Danny Bonaducci coming back, Jeff Probst, Hoobastank, excellent, good times. And I'll see you then. Until next time, this doctor is saying good night and stay well.
Why would he have a dildo?
Some guys like their tushy stimulated like that.